Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 630-324-6666.
Hi, this is Matt with Learn About Law. Today we'll be addressing bankruptcy in the context of identity theft. Identity theft can really mess up your personal and financial life, leaving you with overwhelming debts and hardships. You might be wondering if filing for bankruptcy could be a way out. Well, hold on tight because we're here to help you navigate through this complex decision. In this video, we will break down the pros and cons of filing for bankruptcy after identity theft so you can make an informed choice for your financial future. All right, let's start with the basics. Identity theft is when an individual gets hold of your personal information without your permission. Things like your social security number, credit card details, or bank account information. It can cause some serious trouble. They go on a shopping spree using your hard-earned cash, take out loans in your name, and ruin your credit score. It's a real mess, and it often leaves victims drowning in overwhelming debt. Now, let's talk about bankruptcy. It's a legal process that helps folks or businesses who can't repay their debts. It can offer relief to those in debt, but is it the right move for identity-related debts? That's the big question. So here are a few things to consider. First up, take a good hard look at the amount of debt piled up from the identity theft. If it's a healthy sum that's just too much to handle, bankruptcy might be worth considering. On the flip side, if the debts are small and manageable, there might be other ways to sort things out without going down the bankruptcy road. Before rushing into bankruptcy, explore other options available to tackle those identity theft-related debts. Reach out to your financial institutions, credit card companies, and lenders. Report the fraud and dispute the charges. Sometimes they can help resolve the issue and even absolve you of the responsibility for those fraudulent debts. Now let's talk credit scores. Filing for bankruptcy can hit your credit score hard. It hangs around on your credit report for quite some time, making it tough to get credit or loans in the future. But hold on, if your credit score is already a total wreck due to identity theft, the impact of bankruptcy might not be as severe as you think. The legal aspect of bankruptcy filing can be tricky, so it's always a good idea to consult with a legal pro. The laws surrounding bankruptcy can vary depending on where you live, and you'll want to know what you're getting into before making a decision. A bankruptcy attorney can be your guide, helping you figure out if bankruptcy is the right path for you. There are some upsides to filing for bankruptcy after identity theft. Bankruptcy gives you a chance to wipe out certain debts completely. If you're drowning in fraudulent debts from the identity theft, bankruptcy can be a fresh start, wiping that financial slate clean. Once you file for bankruptcy, an automatic stay kicks in. It puts a stop to all of the pesky collection activities, like those annoying phone calls from debt collectors. Ah, sweet relief. If your identity theft-related debts are significant, but you have a steady income, Chapter 13 bankruptcy might be your lifeline. It allows you to create a reasonable repayment plan. That way, you can take control of your finances and meet your obligations. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 630-324-6666. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Illinois. So thanks again for watching.